This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Yesterday, we reported on President Trump's working families tax cuts that provided $125 million annually for the Research Facilities Act program to modernize ag research facilities across the country. Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics Scott Hutchins says there are four different levels associated with this grant funding.
Level one is for planning grants, and these can be from $100,000 to $200,000. And these would be for activities like a needs assessment, site surveys, preliminary designs, and cost estimates. Basically, it's a planning grant. Level two would be a small facility upgrade, which might be an existing building or existing facility today, but just really needs to be refreshed and re-equipped perhaps in several ways. So that would be $250,000 up to $2 million. Level three would be a mid-scale construction or expansion, and that could be in the range of $2 million to $10 million, but this would include significant expansion, specialized research wings, and major retrofits to existing areas or adjacent to existing areas. Level four, which is a large-scale research complex, which could be $10 million to $30 million for an entirely new building, a very highly specialized lab, or controlled environment research facilities.
The program is intended to strengthen research capacity and meet the challenges facing America's farmers and ranchers. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.